When you wake up in the morning and check your phone, does it feel like this or like this? Because with Shopify, your morning can feel like this way more often. That's the sound of a sale being made on your new Shopify store. And while client payments may require weeks or months of work, you can start generating a semi-passive income to grow your business by setting up a Shopify store all of your own. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your latest designs on shirts or bags or adding something totally different to your business, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. You can sell online, you can sell in person, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. With Shopify, you can set up your store in minutes and start selling immediately. And Shopify's award-winning support is there to help you as you go. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/freelance. That's all lowercase. That's shopify.com/freelance to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/freelance, or click the link in our show description and start waking up to this. Whether you want to travel more or communicate better with international clients, you need to try Babbel. I've used Babbel's courses, and you can do the same in order to learn real-life conversation skills in a different language, order food, ask for directions, or speak to clients without having to use translation apps. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners at babbel.com/freelance. That's 60% off at babbel.com/freelance, spelled Babbel.com/freelance. Rules and restrictions apply.
Reliable was super late to this market, actually. And it was a market that was kind of crazy to enter because it's like the world of $99 to convert your PSD to WordPress, 24-hour turnaround. Nothing in that statement is true. And very quickly, we saw people were responding to that message. Our message is essentially like, hey, have you been burnt trying to get your designs coded? We have too. And so actually we got so upset by that, we started this company, and here's how we're doing things differently.
Season 5 of Freelance to Founder is supported by Gusto. On your own journey from freelance to founder, you'll notice that HR, payroll, and benefits can be a huge pain, which is why there's Gusto. Gusto makes it easy to scale your solo business through modern technology built specifically for small businesses just like yours. And as this season's sponsor, Gusto is offering Freelance to Founder listeners an exclusive deal at gusto.com/FTF. Sign up using that link and you'll get 3 months completely free. It's a pretty big deal. Again, that's 3 full months completely free of Gusto HR, payroll, and benefits tech at gusto.com/FTF. This episode is supported in part by Design Crowd. Design Crowd helps entrepreneurs and small businesses like you outsource custom logos, business cards, and web design from top designers around the world. Design Crowd has over 600,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with your creative ideas. With Design Crowd, get the perfect custom design every time. Freelance to Founder listeners can receive up to $100 off their design project by visiting designcrowd.com/founder or entering promo code founder at checkout.
Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code FREELANCE to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code FREELANCE to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code FREELANCE, or just click the link in our show description.
For Milo, this is Freelance to Founder, the podcast where we tell the stories of freelancers who've scaled their businesses to something much bigger than themselves. I'm Brandon Hall, and on today's show, we introduce you to David Tendrich and Lou Levitt, partners in business and in life. They're co-founders of two companies, an agency named Unexpected Ways and a productized service called Reliable PSD. The latter takes your Photoshop and sketch designs and turns them into HTML and CSS, or even into a custom WordPress design. They've grown their businesses from just the two of them to over 20 employees and hundreds of thousands in annual revenue from across the globe between those two distinct brands. Who are they and how did they do it? That's the story you're going to hear.
Early on in life, I think for me and David, it happened around the same time at the age of about 17. We both had a spiritual awakening of sorts. We just came to see the experiences of our life and everything that happens to in it very differently than we did before. And we came to see that everything that comes into our life and that's happened in our life, whether it was good or it was bad or it was awful and traumatic, like happened for a reason. And that reason was for us to grow and like learn and emerge from it better. And that's actually why we called eventually our agency Unexpected Ways, because we've found in every area of life that everything always, and our tagline is unexpected ways things come together. And we've just found that things always come together in unexpected ways. And that's really been the story of our life.
This isn't your typical founder story, but is there one really? I mean, we've had university graduates, dropouts, founders from dual parents and single parent families. We've featured entrepreneurs who came from challenging financial circumstances and those from relative wealth. If you're into stories where the odds are stacked against the protagonists, but they win in the end, this is your show. With today's guests, Lou was born in the former Soviet Union, but grew up in Israel before moving to the United States in her teens. David was attending his fourth and final high school when they met in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, it was love at first sight, but we didn't know about it. So, yeah, that means
it took a few years for us to realize it.
Yeah, like we were best friends for 3 years before we became together. And I do like to say became together instead of started dating, because I never really understood the dating concept. And we did just become together. But we were just like, we instantly just felt this bond, and we just like instantly got each other.
Well, that's our first love story on Freelance to Founder. Neither was looking for love, but it found them. Neither was looking to start their own business either, let alone launch one together. And yet, here we are. Now, we're obviously too early in our story to suggest that they had their next steps all detailed, given what they'd both gone through to get where they were. So here's how it played out.
I would say I always kind of had glimmers of entrepreneurism, but no, I wasn't totally sure. I had no idea. But I, every once in a while, I'd get these inspiration for ideas for how I could make money starting my own thing, and I kind of had a dream of doing that. It was more in college where that kind of came together for me. What about you?
No, I don't think it crossed my mind at that point, just because even at that point, I think, like, I just within myself, I was like struggling with too many things to think of that. But I mean, so what I do in part of what I do in both our businesses is design. I've always like done art, and I've always been interested in design. And I did know that was kind of the direction I wanted to go in.
After high school, David and Lou attended two different universities that were near each other in Georgia, and they stayed in touch, though again, not for business purposes. And then the love bug hit.
Then, yeah, I don't know. Then suddenly something changed. It was just like something in the air.
I think it's asking about the business.
Oh, the business?
Well, something changed and we like consciously fell in love with each other.
And here's where the business comes in. Remember I said that David and Lou run two businesses simultaneously, Unexpected Ways and Reliable PSD. It was Unexpected Ways they got up and running first.
Yes.
It happened by accident.
Yeah, it happened. So basically David was paying his way through school by teaching guitar lessons. In teaching these guitar lessons, he would create ads for his, like Craigslist ads and you know, flyers for his lessons. And he actually ended up getting like a ton of students, way more than other teachers who were advertising, who had like 40 years of experience, were getting. And he found that he actually enjoyed creating these ads more than teaching the lessons.
Well, so yeah, and my half brother out in California was mentoring me about growing this business. He owned a chain of fitness boot camps in Southern California, and he also had this blog teaching, helping other trainers with fitness marketing. But anyways, he saw what I was doing with the Craigslist ads, how I was, you know, the clients I was getting, how I was navigating, like going from them reaching out to them becoming a client. And he was just like super blown away. So he asked if I would write a blog post about it to help his community. So I did. You know, at the end, I said, hey, if anybody has questions, feel free to reach out. And I left my email. And so, next thing I know, I wake up to this inbox of people wanting me to make their Craigslist ads. I'm talking to Lou about this, and Lou is already this amazing designer. And so we were talking about, well, hey, what if we like work together on making these ads for people? And so we did. So she did the design, and I did the copy, and we sent out these ads to people, and they were getting like really crazy results from them, like better than any of their other marketing. And so then that sort of evolved into people saying, well, hey, could you guys also do my website? Could you also do this and that? And so sort of by accident, we had started our agency.
So Unexpected Ways was a unique agency, building websites for people, yes, but offering traffic driving campaigns as well. Now, this was late 2008, eking a little into 2009. But going backwards in time for just a minute, David had had a college professor who tried to prepare students for how competitive the real world is. He wanted to harden them for what they'd encounter.
So anyway, after like 6 months of us doing this, and I don't even remember how somehow people started finding us, and we didn't have a website. We didn't have anything. We were just creating ads, and then we started doing branding for people and just all sorts of stuff. We were like, you know, college, and I actually remember being in college in one of my classes. It was like 2 years in, and the professor was talking about how competitive it is out there and how horrible it is. And it was like this whole attitude that I just didn't resonate with at all. It was just very repelled me. And David and I were talking, and we're like, yeah, we both decided that college wasn't really going to get us from what we were learning to where we wanted to be. And I think David even tried taking some marketing classes when we started doing it in hopes that it would help. But it was like, based on the real world results we were getting people, like, he saw that what they were teaching was just so not relevant to what actually gets people results with marketing in the real world.
When we come back, you'll hear how this new enlightenment opened up David's and Lou's eyes to how they should view competition in a new agency offering website design and online marketing. You'll also learn about how and why they started a second company. The more work they did for clients, especially clients they didn't know and who came to them, the more they encountered folks who already had a clear idea of what they wanted with their websites. They only lacked the HTML and CSS talent to bring their Photoshop designs to life. So, rather than build them a website the way maybe you're used to seeing done, the idea of reliable PSD was born.
Thanks again to this season's sponsor, Gusto. If you're ready to scale your solo business, but you're worried about the complicated details behind hiring, HR, payroll, or benefits, Gusto can help. They've built some incredible technology to ensure you get HR and payroll right as you grow. You can get 3 free months of Gusto by visiting gusto.com/FTF. That's gusto.com/FTF. We'd also like to thank Design Crowd for their support of this episode. Everyone knows if you're going to take your solo business more seriously, you need to look professional. With Design Crowd, hire talented designers from Sydney to San Francisco to help you design your business cards, website, or even your logo. You'll get the perfect custom design every single time. Save up to $100 by visiting designcrowd.com/founder or entering promo code founder at checkout.
So, going back to the competitive nature, I've just always had a very strong belief that, like, what's yours is yours and nobody can take it away from you. So, and that's kind of my view of competition. So I really, in a way, don't believe in competition in that way. And that's why that repelled me.
I'm wondering how many freelancers or early entrepreneurs this happens to. You're doing all right, maybe even great, but you catch on to an idea that has legs, maybe even more upside than the thing you're currently focused on. That was David and Lou. They embraced the opportunity. I'd chalk it up to that refreshing, everything happens for a reason mindset they operated with. But their idea wasn't brand new. They weren't the first to come up with the idea for reliable PSD or the concept behind it. So should they have started it while running unexpected ways?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was just like, what if we did it? What if we created a company that actually did it right? With sort of, I think that's what I also said at the time.
And I think I said, what? You want to start another business? Really?
I was like, I think I just said, yeah.
He was like, yeah, I think it's a really good idea. And I was like, you know, I think you're right. I think it is a good idea. So I think we were about 4 years into Unexpected Ways. We were living in New York at the time. And well, yeah, you know, like David was saying, we were just having, we had had year, like 4 years of these frustrating experiences. And then we met our partner, Victor, who, yeah, he was born in the Ukraine, but he lives in Prague. And I remember we were driving on West Highway.
Yeah, the West Side. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the West Side. And it's funny I remember that, but I remember we were like on this curve. And David looked at me and he said, hey, what if we start this company that did coding, like totally different, that created a totally different experience than what we've struggled with. And I don't know, I guess he just had like, was struck with some genius inspiration.
Reliable was super late to this market, actually. And it was a market that was kind of crazy to enter because it's like the world of $99 to convert your PSD to WordPress, 24-hour turnaround. Nothing in that statement is true. And very quickly, we saw people were responding to that message. I mean, our message is essentially like, hey, have you been burnt trying to get your designs coded? We have too. And so actually, we got so upset by that, we started this company, and here's how we're doing things differently.
Unexpected Ways was a very manual, hands-on agency in which David and Lou didn't want to delegate work, let alone outsource it entirely, in order to deliver for clients. David had to get to know clients' businesses in very in-depth ways, and he worked closely with Lou in designing graphics, products, and campaigns for him. But Reliable presented an entirely different opportunity.
One of the things with Unexpected Ways is Lou and I are so OCD about the work that we could never delegate any of it. So even to this day, it's just she and I doing all of the work for Unexpected Ways. And so one of Reliable, we saw as an opportunity to create something that could exist outside of us, where we are partners who are sort of setting the course for the ship and making sure everything is staying on course, but where we wouldn't have to be so involved in the day to day. And it could grow beyond us, and we would have a team, something that could scale to a team that was taking care of these things. So we saw it as that. And as such, we saw it as something that could leverage the fact that Unexpected Ways is creating it. To help other agencies, just to help solidify this idea that it's sort of like a FUBU play for us, by us, for agencies, by agencies, its own brand under its own LLC. I just want to keep growing it. I love it. I love our team. I just want to keep growing it and see where it goes. But who knows? Perhaps someday it'll be acquired. I don't know. So we're sort of leaving that open.
4 years into running Unexpected Ways, they were about to embark on building a second company at the same time. We've covered a lot of different launch strategies and growth plans that new founders employed in starting their businesses. David and Lou bootstrapped their new endeavor because they weren't 100% sure how to price their services, and they didn't want to get upside down.
It was either 2013 or 14, but I think it was 2013. So we actually started very slow, and that was on purpose. I think we soft launched in January with only like a couple projects just to kind of see how it was going. And at first it was very small. I think at first it was just like the three of us doing everything. And we just wanted to see what the experience would be like. We wanted to create systems to put in place. And after 3 months, we actually launched.
It was people we knew who had just said to us, hey, do you guys know a good developer? And at the time, we didn't have a good referral. So then we kind of hit them back up and were like, hey, guys, we're actually launching a development service. Thought you'd want to give it a shot. So when those went really well, we put up a landing page. And I remember I used AdWords Express to target PSD to HTML, which, you know, if anybody knows AdWords, I'm sure they are rolling their eyes at that. But honestly, with like, I think we threw like $300 at it. And generated a really good response. But even so, for that entire first year, I don't know if we spent much more per month than that, honestly. But it was because we were so bent on making sure we were doing everything right and everything like perfectly for every client that, and we kept realizing, I don't know, the more we went, in the beginning, we thought we knew all the issues these other companies had and why they couldn't deliver a good product, good customer service. But as we went, we realized it seems so simple. Hand in your design, it gets coded, but it's actually behind the scenes, it's actually a really complex process from start to finish. And we kept uncovering more and more of this complexity and coming up with systems to address it. And so in that first year, we kept it relatively small. And also we kept it within what the three of us could handle as still a side project.
They make it sound very matter of fact and maybe a little too easy, really, but it wasn't always rosy so much. They had to deal with the pains of being forced to build processes and systems for a new company while running their first.
We never had really any major issues with each other or anything like that. So it was always a very good partnership where we all always respected each other. And the systems we were creating were more like workflow system and ways of working with clients. And the other thing, which actually is one of my favorite things about Reliable, is the way we've grown. We have not invested really any money in it. All the money we would make, we would just put back into it. And that's how we grew year after year with like no investment. We just kept reinvesting what we were making back into advertising or hiring people or whatever it is.
So while they had to work through starting one company while relying on another, there were some peaks and valleys with income and revenue. While those days are behind them now, they had to get creative early on to make sure they could justify the time that Reliable PSD would require.
So for Unexpected Ways, it was a combination of, at this point, retainers as well as partnering with clients on products. So there was recurring revenue. You know, we were getting really amazing results for people. And on one particular client who I'd grown close with, he was talking about launching a product. And I said, hey, you know, what if we just partner on it and I will do the work? So then you don't have to pay me for the work, but also, you know, if we partner on this thing and it takes off, that's going to really incentivize me to help you grow in any way I can, because as anything he did grows, it would ripple into that product. So I think he saw the value in that. But I think at that point I'd already become, because so mostly I say Lou and I of course worked together on everything, but it was mostly copy that he was contracting Unexpected Ways for. And so that's my department. He wanted me around, and I think he saw it as a way to ensure our relationship would last through the years. But prior to that, like Lou said, oh yeah, there were so many months where we had no idea how we were going to pay rent that month. Eventually we always struggled to get clients in the beginning. And then it's so weird how simple I realized it was to basically, if you have a good website and you throw some AdWords money at it, even honestly, AdWords Express, I don't still use it, but that was how AdWords Express plus a good website gave us more leads than we could take on. So I think that's really overlooked, because people are so scared to even try it or make an investment, especially if money's tight, and I get it. But if you can just scrape up any money you can for it, you know, and then even if you can scrounge up $20 a month, it's something, and you might get one client from that.
Today, both companies are thriving. Reliable PSD is doing well enough that they can keep their Ukrainian partner and worldwide lineup of contributors very, very busy.
As Reliable has grown, Reliable kind of became, in a way, our client. Like if Reliable came to Unexpected Ways as a client, so Reliable became like a very needy client that needs things. And so we do that. We help Reliable grow. And then as we've grown, unexpected ways. We've scaled it in the way David has said. We take on way less projects. We just work on much bigger projects that are higher paid and take more time.
It's been a hustle every step. And I think the way we've done it is, you know, so in the beginning we had all these Craigslist ads, but we took the results we generated and the testimonials and we leveraged those to position ourselves for bigger projects. And then we collected testimonials and case studies from those and positioned that for larger. And then over the years, we've gotten to a point where we are now positioned to actually take care of these more specialized projects. So it's definitely not just like, you know, right. We put our shingle out and that happened. It was a grind to get to the point where we were ready even for those projects. Because honestly, if those opportunities had come in the beginning, there's no way we would have actually been able to deliver on them, I think. It took everything we've learned over the years to get to the level where we're ready for that.
Heavy growth, even if it's relatively steady so that it's manageable, still requires you to think through how you're going to accommodate it. That includes adding new employees, whether they're full-timers or part-time contributors.
It was very scary, and especially because Lou and I are such perfectionists as well. So the first thing we had to do was we just had to do it because it was at a point where we couldn't handle it by ourselves anymore. Then there came the process of learning how to look at someone else's work. And when they don't do it how you would have done it, containing that rage and having productive conversations with them about how to get better, which honestly I think is really good, right? Because it's because, you know, if somebody ever reaches a level where even an employee or even within yourself where you're like, oh, I'm good. I'm at the best I can be. You never get better. You never improve at that point.
Another thing that's been very, very important for us when we created Reliable was that, like, everybody who works with us, like, feels very appreciated, and all our team members feel very appreciated and cared about, and not just like blamed for things, or, you know. So it definitely took some time to find a balance between like communicating assertively and keeping that overall energy.
But there was even a point where I felt like we even took that too far, to the point where people weren't being held accountable for mistakes because we were too easy on them. And so we had to learn how to hold people accountable, because we saw that our approach was enabling them to keep making the same mistakes, which sometimes were very costly to us as a company. You know, there were projects that we lost quite a bit of money on because of those mistakes, and we saw them cropping up. So finally, you know, we had to learn how to balance appreciation with also not appreciating people in a way where you acknowledge the great job they did, but then still open the door for improving.
Things are steadily growing well enough now that when I asked them what they'd say to a freelancer who was in their shoes from a few years ago, wanting to build their business beyond small freelance jobs here and there, here's their response.
First, I would want to know, so what are you doing right now to try to get the kinds of projects you want? What all have you tried? What is so special about your services? Like, what do you bring to the table that no one else does? What's the biggest thing your clients get from your work, like in their own words? Like if they were to say, you know, I love Jenny because, you know, what would they say? And I would encourage them to actually get on the phone with their clients and ask them about that. I would want to know what problems are these prospects facing that they need your services for these projects you want to land. How can you solve that problem better than someone else? Or what's your unique way of solving it? And I think that would be a good start.
Much like Justin Jackson from last season of Freelance to Founder,
David and Lou feel some of your greatest insights for how to grow your business can come from your existing clients and customers.
I would say one of the biggest things with both unexpected ways and reliable, one of the most valuable things you can do, I think anybody can do for their business, is to speak to their customers and really pick their brains and learn as much as possible about them and what drives them.
It's uncomfortable to get on the phone with a stranger and ask them prying questions, I think. Yeah, you can create something that someone will look at and go, oh, that's such a great website. And like, oh, you see that headline? That's cool. And maybe it is, but how is it performing is the ultimate indicator. And what we have found is that when you have all the answers to the test of what a market, of what a customer needs to know in order to make a buying decision, you can, those results are far easier to get because you just literally take what they need, what they told you they need, and even using their vocabulary, and you put it on the website, and you design an ambience according to what they need.
A final lesson from the growth of unexpected ways and reliable PSD is this: never rest on your laurels. Always look ahead to what and whom you'll need to be in the months or years to come, so your agency evolves with the times.
I can definitely see reliable also taking the sort of path to becoming more high-end. I feel the what reliable actually delivers right now is high-end. We just haven't been positioning ourselves. So exactly the process I said before about continually elevating who you're positioning to, I feel like reliable is at the point where it's ready to now position itself for a higher-end clientele. But I think we can do it in a way where we can take on a new kind of client while still serving our existing customer base. But so I think there's that. Also, reliable too is starting to transition to retainer-based billing as opposed to per project, which also really helps with seasonality.
And that's the story of David Tendrich and Lou Levitt, co-founders of Reliable PSD. Embrace change, everybody. Give enough thought to new opportunities that come your way. You may not always take advantage of them, but there might be times where it's right, and it opens up tremendous personal and business growth. Friends, next episode, we bring you Mark von Brockdorf, one of five co-founders of Hotjar, a scorching hot software as a service that helps website owners get detailed insights on their site visitors' behavior. He's had to grow from technical co-founder to recruiter and people developer. You won't want to miss this episode.
What you kind of need to start realizing is that in order to be kind of truly a good founder, you really need to put your ego aside and kind of almost forget what your personal ambitions are and say, okay, what can I do that is good for the company right now? And that could be that it could be that the best thing you could do is not be a leader, for example, or hire somebody to be a leader. So you do need to kind of reach a level of kind of emotional maturity to accept that that is what you need to do.
For all of us at Millo, thanks for listening to this episode, and we'd love to have you come join us in our exclusive Facebook group for freelancers. Search for Millo, and that's M-I-L-L-O, on Facebook. We'll catch you next time on Freelance the Founder.